10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Very swing, strike two.
And the pitch is dipsy-doo. Genius fastball.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. Like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust. I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
An absolutely picturesque night for baseball in North Texas, 85 degrees. And hardly a cloud in the sky. Hi, folks, and welcome back to Riders Field. Riders pregame show starting now as we are high atop Riders Field. Beautiful night for baseball again. A 6:35 start time in what's game four of a six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Well, coming up on our pregame show, we had the opportunity to sit down with the Texas Rangers Director of Minor League Operations. Stosh Hoover joins us on the broadcast, and a great conversation with him just to get some insight on his start in baseball, his start with the Rangers, and some great things that these young men in the organization have to look forward to as guys, as Texas Rangers prospects and minor leaguers. That's coming up after our first break. And then we'll go ahead and take a look at the starting pitching matchup tonight. As we start to turn the corner towards this weekend, it's going to be some work tonight for Frisco taking the mound. It's the left-hander Cody Bradford. He was the Riders' opening night starter, and this is his second matchup against these Arkansas Travelers. And then for Arkansas taking the mound tonight, it's the former second-rounder overall by St. Louis, Connor Jones, taking the bump, the right-hander at 6'3", 223, recently released by St. Louis prior to the start of the year, but not too much longer later picked up by Seattle, and he's back in a starting spot. So really good stuff and high caliber talent taking the mound tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Jack Leiter, George Kirby, another really premier matchup to be expected between two aces and two really good teams in the Texas League.
I feel like every single weekend we're like, hey, watch out for the weekend. It's going to be great pitching matchups, and it always is. And Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter, and Cole Reagans have really lived up to the bill for the Frisco Rough Riders. And ultimately, I think that this game is going to be very important for Cody Bradford. We've talked about it, how he had that one really bad start, giving up 10 runs against Northwest Arkansas. Bounced back pretty well in Midland, but still some room to grow. So I think this is going to be a very telling start as to how he's feeling. He loves to work fast. He loves to throw a lot of strikes. And that fastball has played up really well to pick up some strikeouts. But I think that this starting pitching matchup today, Cody Bradford and Connor Jones, is just a preview, as you mentioned, for the one we're going to see tomorrow with Jack Leiter and George Kirby.
Yeah, really exciting stuff. And the conversation that I had, we had the chance to speak with Chase Lee earlier in the week, said that no one, he didn't wish anyone to take the mound last week against Northwest Arkansas with the conditions that we had, with the wind blowing to the outfield. Said he really felt bad for anyone that had to pitch that week. He, of course, did as well. But Bradford was one of those where he had to come in and gave up 10 earned runs on 6 hits. That really blemishes his ERA. But to your point, Zach, aside from that, a really, really good other half of what we've seen from Bradford this season so far. We'll step aside for the first time in the Riders pregame show. Come back with us and have a chance to catch up with Stosh Hoover, the Texas Rangers Director of Minor League Operations. That's next on the Riders pregame show. First pitch between Arkansas and Frisco at 6:35.
Carpet types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, 6:35 start time between Arkansas and Frisco. I'm Chris Jarrett, and we've got the opportunity to be joined by Stosh Hoover. He's the Texas Rangers Director of Minor League Operations. Stosh, welcome to Frisco. How's it been in your stay with the guys and some impressions with the team already?
It's been an outstanding trip in, great chance to catch up with the staff. Really excited about what these guys have going on. They're obviously playing very good baseball right now, and really fun to see some really good outings out of Avery Williams, Justin Slayton, and I know they dropped the first two of the series, but I thought they played pretty good baseball and were able to get one back last night, and I think they'll hopefully come away with a series win.
Coming all the way back to your start in baseball, what got you started in the game, and where did your love and passion develop at a young age?
You know, I started playing baseball at a very young age. It's it's been my passion. It's taken me everywhere. It's taken me across the world. Was fortunate to get an opportunity to play in college and knew that, you know, ultimately I wanted to end up in baseball somehow. Wish it could have been on the field, but I figured if it wasn't going to be on the field, I wanted it to be off the field. So, you know, when you love what you do and you get an opportunity to work in baseball, I just saw that as exactly where I kind of wanted to take my life.
Does it feel nice to kind of get out of the office a little bit and come back out and hit Fongo with the guys and chill in the front office a little bit in the clubhouse?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to get done, but one of my favorite parts, especially when I get a chance to go out to the affiliates, is be out there, be around the guys, be around the staff, and fortunately they let me kind of hit a Fongo and occasionally throw batting practice, and just to put it back on and be active, it's always a ton of fun.
You mentioned the pro ball experience where after college you had the opportunity to go overseas and play some professional baseball. Talk about that a little bit and what that experience provided you.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky to go play professionally in Montpellier, France, in the French Ligue 1. It's their top professional baseball league there. You know, just a tremendous opportunity for me. Truthfully, not ready to grow up yet. Wanted to keep playing after college and went over with one of my best friends, and we got to learn a different culture. We got to help teach a lot of young French players. We got to help coach. Most importantly, we got to keep playing and compete. And it just taught me that baseball players are the same around the world. It doesn't matter where they're from or what they do. When they have a passion for it, the way they play, the way they talk, the way they act, you know, baseball is a universal language is kind of what I learned, and I'm so thankful for that experience and that opportunity.
And then over a decade in the Rangers system since coming back to the States, how many different stops have you had with the Rangers and different roles that you've taken?
So this is now year 12 for me with the Rangers. I'm lucky it's the only organization I've ever been. Baseball operations intern in Arlington, a great year to be one. We went to the World Series that year. 2012, 13, and 14, I was the assistant in international operations down in the Dominican Republic, and another opportunity to experience a different culture and really see what baseball is like down there and get to be involved in some really cool things. After that came up and was in Arizona. I've been in Arizona the last 7 years as the director of Arizona operations, and now where I'm at today.
Looking at some of the recent endeavors too that you've been involved with, the Rangers Village, to be able to get that rolling in Arizona, what type of impact does that have on minor league player development?
Honestly, it's a competitive advantage that I believe the Texas Rangers have over so many other organizations. It's an opportunity for us. We saw it as not just a residential facility, but an educational facility. And for us to be able to take young Latin players, young kids out of high school, and even new college grads, and show them how to become adults in the real world. We use the village as an opportunity to teach these guys how to live on their own, how to take care of themselves, and we provide them with what we think are the best resources there. They've got opportunities to learn, continue their schooling. They've got opportunities to partner with the university there that's next door, and we truly believe that it's making an incredible impact on the development of young players.
Just caught up with Stosh Hoover. Stosh, appreciate it so much, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard
Bash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Arkansas and Frisco with a 6:35 start time on this Friday night. Chris Jarrett back with you, and it'll be Zach Bigley for the call of first pitch coming up in just a few moments, a little less than 10 minutes until the start of tonight's game. Riders got on the board in terms of wins this week after dropping their first two. They win last night, 6-1 the final score. And a lot of good things went the Riders' way. Last night on Cinco de Mayo, playing as Los Quesos Frisco, their Copa jerseys for the first time this season. A consistent offensive attack by the top half of the card. You've got four of the five top hitters in terms of Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Duran, and Krim. They finish a combined 8-18, so really good stuff there. Trey Hernox, his first homer of the season last night. He crushed it, 1-for-4 and 2 RBI for him. And then Ezequiel Duran, a pair of doubles to hop back in the top spot in the Texas League, now with 11 on the season. Really good stuff. Frisco did their thing last night against Taylor Dollard, a guy that hadn't allowed an earned run this season. They tagged him with one, so at least able to move on and say that it was the Riders that gave him his first this year, the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Week. Justin Slayton, in a three-inning start, struck out four. And then he had Ty Tiedemann get the win. Came in with three innings in relief, a strikeout, two walks, but no earned runs across, despite being earned run. The only run for Arkansas last night, coming in the top of the sixth inning. Frisco out hitting Arkansas 9-3 to get that win, and it sets up a pitching matchup tonight that we talked about a little earlier. Connor Jones, the former second rounder by St. Louis. He's now in the Mariners organization after being acquired by a free agent signee in early April 2022. He'll be taking on the Riders' Cody Bradford tonight, the left-handed starter for Frisco that will be making his second appearance against Arkansas this season and his fifth start. The first time he faced the Travelers, it was 4 1/3 innings, three strikeouts, a walk, but that was it. Hadn't allowed any runs, really no damage off the hand of Bradford until he came out for the fifth inning, and it was when he allowed a walk and a double. That was it. Came out, and both those runners would come in to score. So that hurt the line a little bit. Last time out for Bradford, got his second win of the year. Despite eight hits, only two runs came in. Four strikeouts, no walks in five innings. That was a Riders 7-5 win. I think the best thing about what we've seen from Bradford consistently is that the Riders stand a good chance to win the ballgame. Frisco's 3-1 when Bradford takes the bump this year. Their only loss was when he allowed 10 earned on six hits and just 2 1/3 a week ago against Northwest Arkansas. Umpires now coming in, as it'll be Jake Bruner, our crew chief, behind the plate tonight. Alex Nash down the third baseline and Ben Engstrand at first. Frisco and Arkansas just a few moments away from the first pitch of Game 4 of this six-game series, a matchup between Cody Bradford taking the mound tonight for the Riders and Connor Jones for Arkansas. That's coming up in just a few moments. Zach Bigley joins us for first pitch and the call of the game when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal, seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
For the call of today's game, here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back in action for Game 4 of this six-game series. It's the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Hi, everybody. High atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside Chris Jarrett, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening or watching on this Friday night. The Rough Riders, a 6-1 victory last night, playing as Los Quesos Frisco for the first time this season, and they did it in a little bit of every different way. Rough Riders got great pitching, allowing just one unearned run. Justin Slayton, Ty Tiedemann, Tyler Thomas for Ozuna combined to allow just that one unearned tally. And they put up six runs and a little bit of offense all over the ballgame, including a big two-run home run from Trey Hare to blow it open late. Chris, as we enter into this one, all eyes on Cody Bradford, who had a good start his last time out, and he's trying to build on that coming up a tough start two starts ago.
He certainly is, and it's going to be exciting baseball. It always is with the left-hander. Tallies up the strikeouts, and coming into this series, Zach, this was an Arkansas lineup that for the most part had struggled offensively in the Texas League, but you got to give it to them. They've won tight ball games in the first few games. Starting pitching has been a little bit of a trend on both ends, and nothing less to expect tonight.
Exactly. Good starting pitching matchup with Cody Bradford and Connor Jones. Chris, let's take a look at the lineups both those guys will be facing today.
Yes, and Arkansas sending the center fielder Tanner Kerwer now at the top spot. Jack Larson in right, batting second. Jake Shiner, the designated hitter, batting third, and the third baseman Joe Rizzo batting cleanup. Out in left, batting fifth, Zach DeLoach, and the second baseman Patrick Frick batting sixth. 7-8-9 for Arkansas of Jake Anchia, Connor Hoover, and Riley Unroe. And for those Frisco Rough Riders tonight, the center fielder Johnny Ornelas batting leadoff. Justin Foskew at second, batting second. In left, Dustin Harris bats third, and Ezekiel Duran at short, batting fourth. Blaine Krim batting fifth, and Josh Stowers in right field batting sixth. And 7-8-9 of Trey Hare, fresh off his first homer of the season. Sandro Fabian, the DH, batting eighth. And Jordan Procession catching tonight and batting ninth, Zach.
We're looking forward to a good one today. We're ready to go. Cody Bradford, the left-hander, on the mound. In from the right side, he winds back, and the first pitch of the game is sent high in the air out to deep right field. Stowers back near the warning track from right. He's under it, and he makes the catch with both feet on the warning track cinders. First pitch and the first out of the ball game, one away on a first pitch time of 6:37, just 2 minutes tardy in today's contest. Now the Rough Riders entering into today at 15-9 on the season. They are first in the Southern Division of the Texas League. Arkansas at 11-13. The pitch on the way. Jack Larson takes a strike of the knees on the outside corner, and the count to no balls and one strike. Cody Bradford will mix in a bunch of pitches. 0-1. The left-hander fits it on the inside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Four-seam, two-seam fastballs, curveball, slider, changeup. 2-1 this year with an 8.64 ERA. Black glove with a blue webbing comes to a stop in the pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. This season through 16 2/3 innings, just 15 strikeouts. And we say just because his 128 led all Rangers farmhands last year. 1-2 on the way. A fly ball hit in the air to center. Johnny Ornelas angling into left center field. He calls off the left fielder Dustin Harris, puts it away. And two outs on two fly balls from Cody Bradford. Jake Shiner hits now as there's the first put out in the outfield this season for Johnny Ornelas. And a perfect segue into our defense behind Cody Bradford. It's Dustin Harris in left. Johnny Ornelas you heard from in center. Same from Josh Stowers in right. Trey Hare has third base. Ezekiel Duran is the shortstop. Justin Foskew at second. Blaine Krim at first, and Procession does the catching. First pitch home to Jake Shiner. Fastball just a hair outside, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders on FC Dallas night, wearing their FC Dallas themed uniforms. It's a powder blue top. The wind back and Bradford's 1-0. A swing and a foul at the plate. That caught a big chunk of home plate umpire Jake Bruner. And the count to 1-1. Cream pants for the Rough Riders, and with the Teddy logo on the forehead. On the other side, Arkansas with their red uniform tops with the Mustang logo spattered all over it, gray pants and red ball caps with a black bill. Bradford has his sign. He peels back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. He's ahead 1-2. Mentioned Jake Bruner behind the plate. Alex Nash down the third baseline. Ben Engstrand down the first baseline. Our three-man Texas League umpire crew. 1-2. In the air to center, chasing Ornelas back. He now comes in a couple steps, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion on three fly ball outs. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. An easy first for Cody Bradford. Home half of the first coming up. Rough Riders will have Ornelas, Foskew, Harris when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-93 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One, two, three inning for Cody Bradford in the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom half. No score, and Johnny Ornelas leads things off against Connor Jones. The right-hander back from his wine, and he deals home. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Righty-righty matchup to begin things. It's Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foscue, Dustin Harris due up for Frisco. Jones from the third base side of the rubber peels back in the 1-0. Ornelas takes a hair inside, two balls and no strikes. Connor Jones picked up as a minor league free agent in the offseason right before the season began in April. The 2-0. Ornelas swings, comes up empty on a pitch off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and one strike. And Jones has had plenty of experience against Frisco in his time in the Cardinals organization when he pitched parts of 3 years for Springfield. 2-1. Well, off the outside corner, three balls, one strike. He's making his fourth career start and pitching in his ninth career game against Frisco head-to-head. He comes in with a 4.29 ERA. He looks over the top of his glove. Now lowers to the belt, back into the line in the 3-1. Ornelas grounds it out to short. Riley Unroe scoops it up. A couple crow hops, flings it on to first, and just gets Ornelas. One away. And that brings Justin Foscue to the plate. No score in the home half of the first inning. This season has been a bit of a struggle for Connor Jones so far. One bad start, much like Cody Bradford, has really skewed his numbers into a negative direction. Another righty-righty. Here's the wind back in the offering. Foscue watches a breaking ball settle on the inside corner for a called strike. 0-1. His last turnout against Wichita, 8 runs, all earned 0-1 toss. Foscue watches low and away, and the count flattens at 1 ball and 1 strike. Walks were the death of him in that one. 5 free passes allowed in the 5 frames. He's back into his wind again in the 1-1. Across the inside edge of the knees for a strike. 1-2. In his 4 starts this year, 3 innings, 3 runs, 4 2/3, 1 run, 4 innings, 2 runs. 1-2. Down low and inside to Foscue, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So no starts that have been clean, to say the least. Rough Riders hoping to touch him up here in this one as well. Frisco winning 6-1 last night, their first out of the 3 games. 2-2. Grounded foul back behind home, still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Their first win out of the first 3 games, I should say. Starting game 4, you're on an absolutely picturesque night for baseball in Frisco, Texas. We've seen a little bit of humidity cross through the DFW area over the last few days with a lot of rain in the forecast, but none today. The pitch skips off the outside corner in the dirt, and the count rolls full on Foscue. It is 85 degrees today and sunny, and Chris, it really has just been perfect all day long.
Yeah, it has. It was a nice break from the humidity that we've kind of had to soldier through the last few days, really all the way back to Monday. I think it's just been either cold in the mornings or humid during the afternoons or both.
The first day all week where we didn't see a single drop of rainfall all day. And we've been rewarded here on a Friday. 3-2 to Foscue. Outside of the dirt, ball 4. Foscue tosses away the bat. He'll take his base. Another walk for Justin Foscue. That extends his on-base streak to 10 games. He entered with a .474 on-base percentage during his 9-game on-base streak, and that just goes upwards with the first inning walk. One out, runner at first for Dustin Harris, the left-handed batting left fielder for the Rough Riders. No score, bottom of the first. Harris, team high, 16 runs batted in. From the stretch, Joan issues. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harris on an uncharacteristic slump. Just 2-for-11 in the series. Still hitting the ball hard, just not finding the hit so far in this set. Jones, the 1-0. A check swing and a pitch down in the dirt. They appeal, and he went around. One ball and one strike. The Rough Riders, with those 6 runs last night, collected 9 hits. It's a series high for the Rough Riders. They've been tamped down in this series offensively before last night's game, just to combine 4 runs in the first 2 games. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Harris swings and misses on a pitch down low and inside, and it's 1-2. Even with that being said, though, the Rough Riders have been able to score in the first inning in 2 of the first 3 games. And they have a runner aboard in the first inning in this one. Foscue grabs his lead, and the 1-2. Down low in the dirt. Count horizons at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And it was Harris back on Tuesday that had the RBI knock to score JP. It's right where Jared Gettert wants Dustin to be on the lineup, a guy that was pretty proven true in Down East and in Hickory last year.
He's back in from the left side from the stretch. The 2-2. Down low and inside. And Chio, who's been busy behind the plate here in the first inning, blocks another. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Harris figures to be one of those guys who's going to be the consistent 3-4 hitter for Frisco the entire year. He's been in that spot most of the season. And after going 0 for his first 8 in his first 2 games, he has just been on fire. Followed that up immediately with an 11-game hitting streak, a 15-game on-base streak. Here's the set, 3-2. Foscue takes off, pitches inside, ball 4. Back-to-back free passes here in the first inning. 2 aboard with 1 out to play. No score, Rough Riders and Travelers, but Frisco trying to change that. Connor Jones in a whole heap of trouble. The first inning has been a huge problem for Jones all season long. This year he's allowed 14 runs. Half of them, 7, have come in the first inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. A chopper foul, third base line. And it's 0-1. And once he gets past the first, he's able to settle down a little bit, but that's an alarming number. And also equally alarming is the fact that he's put 2 aboard already. Rough Riders would love to take advantage. The right-hander from the stretch. The 0-1. A liner into shallow right field that drops in for a base hit. Foscue to third. He's getting waved home. Larson's throw to the plate up the third base line. Foscue slides in safely, and the Rough Riders take a 1-0 lead here in the first. RBI single for Ezekiel Duran going to the opposite way. Second consecutive game that Duran has had a first inning RBI. And the Rough Riders will take that 1-0 lead, certainly, as they find themselves again out in front. Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate now. 11th RBI for Ezekiel Duran. 2 on. Still just 1 out. Harris from second, Duran from first. And the first offering to Blaine Krim. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Krim with his first 2-hit day of the series yesterday. A couple singles, including one producing a run. Tight elastic on the bottom of his pants, showing a little bit of the red sock underneath it. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, kicks up some chalk in the left-handed batter's box. 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders lead 1-0, picking up their first hit of the day on Ezekiel Duran opposite. The right-hander looks in from the stretch. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Krim playing in his 24th game this season. He's played in all but two of the Rough Riders games this year. Most out of anybody. Jones with a 2-1. Chopper foul back behind home. Two balls, two strikes. Good crowd for the Rough Riders here on a Friday. Frisco expecting good crowds all weekend long. Looking forward to Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And a big game tomorrow with Jack Leiter making the start, the number one prospect for the Rangers. Jones kicks and delivers in the 2-2. Krim swings, smacks it out to deep right field. Larson going back to the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch. Harris tags, moves to third, and gets stopped right there. He thought about turning. Now runners on the corners for the Rough Riders, two outs. And Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate as Blaine Krim hit it 103 off the bat, but just couldn't get it all over Jack Larson in right field. Josh Stowers bats now. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and he deals. Stowers check swing. Pitch off the outside corner. They appeal, and he was able to hold. According to Benning, Strand, our first base umpire. One ball, no strikes. Stowers in search of his first hit here in this series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk. 1-0 toss his way. Takes in the dirt off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Stowers entered into this series hitting .340. Has seen that average dip below. A wonderful start to the season. Rough Riders try to tack on in the first inning. Already leading 1-0. Two outs, runners on the corners. Jones toes the rubber from the third base side. Red cleats to match both his jersey and his ball cap. He comes set, black glove near the chest. 2-0 to Stowers. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. Rough Riders still with just one base hit. The RBI single by Duran. Cody Bradford, after a 1-2-3 inning in which he just used nine pitches for Frisco, is sitting for a little while. Here's the 3-0. Runner takes off. Outside, ball four. Now Duran slides needlessly headfirst into second base. On the walk on four pitches from Josh Stowers. Third walk of the inning for Jones. And Trey Hare will have to wait. Here comes the pitching coach, Sean McGrath, out of the Arkansas dugout. And early on already, we see a man loosening in the Arkansas bullpen. It's Robert Winslow, the right-hander, who's up and loosening. A lot of pitches here in the first inning already for Connor Jones. His first pitch to Trey Hare will be his 30th offering. He's only thrown 12 strikes. Three of those 12 have been put in play. Home plate umpire Jake Bruner out to break things up. Long mound visit for the pitching coach McGrath. Having a long chat with the catcher Jake Anchia, the pitcher Connor Jones, and Riley Unroe, the shortstop. Into the defense behind Connor Jones, it's Zach Deloach out in left, Tanner Kerwer in center, and Jack Larson in right. Along the infield, Joe Rizzo at third, Riley Unroe as shortstop. Patrick Frick is at second, and Connor Hoover plays first, while Jake Anchia is the catcher. The base is loaded for the Rough Riders, two outs, 1-0 Frisco, home half, first home run of the season yesterday. Offering in, Air takes outside with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. There's the aforementioned 30th pitch of the outing for Connor Jones. Long, long inning here in the first. He readies from the stretch and delivers in. Breaking ball, high and outside. Two balls, no strikes, and that's six straight out of the zone from Jones. They play Hare to the opposite way in the outfield. His home run yesterday was to right center to the pole side over the Lazy River, 424 feet. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball outside. 3 balls, no strikes, and that's 7 consecutive out of the zone from Connor Jones. Harris leads from third. Duran from second. Stowers from first. Jones dangles the arm off to his right side. Looks in for a sign. He's got it. The right-hander sets, and the 3-0 pitch to Hare. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 3-1. So back in it. And now Hare hunting fastball on 3-1. If we get that far with two outs, Sandro Fabian on deck for the Rough Riders. The right-hander is 3-1. Check swing on a pitch down low and inside. Ball four. He was able to hold up, and it's a bases loaded walk for Trey Hare. Dustin Harris comes in to score. Duran to third. Stowers to second. And Trey Hare with the RBI base on balls. His 9th RBI of the season. And Sandro Fabian makes his way in. 4th walk of the inning for Connor Jones. A former Virginia Cavalier having a lot of trouble with his command as Sandro Fabian steps in as the 8th man up to the plate for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. 2-0 Frisco. Jones kicks and fires. Fabian takes a curveball in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. The Rough Riders striking first with 2 runs here in the first inning. RBI single by Ezekiel Duran. Bases loaded walk from Trey Hare. Third, Rizzo has it. Flicks it on to second. The short way for the out. And the inning comes to a close. But the Rough Riders score 2 runs on 1 hit. No errors, and they leave them loaded. Frisco 2, Arkansas nothing. As we go to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Coney Bradford back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the top of the second inning. It's Frisco 2, Arkansas nothing. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Joe Rizzo in from the left side. It's a lefty-lefty to start things. The windback and the southpaw pitches. Curveball hit in the air to right field. It drops in for a base hit. And Joe Rizzo wastes no time singling to right field. Second hit of the series. He's now 2-for-10. And Zach Deloach steps in now from the left-handed batter's box. Well, that follows a trend we saw in the first inning, Chris. 9 pitches, 7 strikes for Cody Bradford in that first. On the other side, Connor Jones, a 37-pitch first inning. Bradford from the stretch, and the first pitch to the left-handed batter. He swings, drives it down the right field line. That drops in for a base hit. Rizzo up to second. He motors to third, and he gets there without a throw. So back-to-back first-pitch singles begin things here in the second. Frisco leads 2-0, but Arkansas, all of a sudden, 2 lefty-lefty singles against Bradford.
Well, and the report must be in for Arkansas on first pitch attacking because Kerwer took one on pretty good contact out to right field that took Stowers all the way to the wall. And then now back-to-back first pitch base hits from Rizzo and Deloach. But that top of the first, Zach, that's the quickest we've seen Cody Bradford move this year with less than 10 pitches needed. But curious to see how he does after the long rest.
Pitch to Frick. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Runners on the edges here in the top of the second inning. Rizzo and Deloach on base. Here's the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. Left-hander's pitch. Breaking ball dips low of the zone, and it's two balls, no strikes. Cody Bradford looking to get the bad taste out of his mouth from the last time he pitched on this mound here at Riders Field. Here's the stretch. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him to whiff through it. It's 2-1. His last start here in this building against Northwest Arkansas on April 22nd, he allowed 10 runs in 2 1/3 innings to Northwest Arkansas. And the biggest stinger was the grand slam he gave up to Nick Lofton. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Not only was it a grand slam to Nick Lofton, but those two went to college together at Baylor. And Lofton had homered against him in his most recent at-bat before that game in spring training. For time called. Procession wanted to redo the signs behind the plate. Off Riders lead 2-0. Runners on the corners. Here in the second. 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air out to shallow center field. Ornelas started back. Now comes in. Makes the catch. Rizzo tags from third. He scoots in to score. And Arkansas is on the scoreboard. A sacrifice fly to center. And the Rough Riders lead now cut to 2-1. Deloach remains pasted at first. Sack fly for Patrick Frick. That's four outs recorded for Bradford. All four have come in the air. One away, and Jake Anchia makes his way to the plate. Anchia making his second appearance here in this series. 0 for 3 with a walk. The first pitch. Fastball slides across the outside corner. Letter high for a strike, 0-1. The catcher is split time with Matt Scheffler, who caught the last two games here in this set. Bradford Rennies. 2-2. Swinging a foul back into Procession's glove. He hangs on, and it's no balls, two strikes. Bradford, the former sixth-round selection back in 2019 out of Baylor by the Rangers. They took a chance on him, and boy, has the chance paid off. He sets. And the 2-2. Foul back to the screen. Beg your pardon, it's 0-2. Still no balls, two strikes. Bradford missed his entire final season at Baylor with thoracic outlet syndrome, and despite that, he was still drafted in the sixth round by the Rangers. 0-2. Check swing foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. His first full season last year, 128 strikeouts, led all Rangers farmhands. Pitch between Sco, making his last seven starts of the year with the Rough Riders. 3.89 ERA during those starts. Bradford ready. Glove at the chest. The pitch. Soft ground ball out to short. Duran has it. Flicks onto second. Foscue, no throw to first. He'll take the one out. Ball hit too softly into the right of the shortstop, Ezekiel Duran. He was able to get it. Throw off balance sidearm to Foscue. It was just in time to get to Loach, and a smart play by Foscue just to put it in his pocket and make sure that he kept Anchia at first base.
It was a little slow roller, and I think Duran even took about a half second to get it out of his glove and relay it to second base. But you do cut off the lead batter, or the lead runner, should say, and a good spot for Bradford to just allow one.
First pitch to Connor Hoover, rolled over onto second. Easy play on two hops, chest high to Foscue. He's got it. Throw on to first, and he gets Hoover, and the side comes to a close here in the second inning. One run across, though, on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Travelers. It's 2-1. Frisco out in front as we go to the home half of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field.
New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride. Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at ZenoDallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis for the last twerk in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas. And are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, Rough Riders lead it 2-1. Here's the windback from Connor Jones, and he deals home to Jordan Procession. Swing and a miss, first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Jordan Procession, the only man who didn't come to the plate in the Rough Riders order in that bottom half of the first inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, high and outside. One ball and one strike. Connor Jones had a whale of an inning with his command. 36 pitches. He walked four. 1-1. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders with runs on an Ezekiel Duran RBI single. And a Trey Hare bases loaded walk. 2-1 to Procession. He swings, grounds it to the second baseman Frick, who backhands off to his right, turns his body, throws onto first and gets him. And there's one out. One up, one down. Johnny Ornelas at the top of the Riders card makes his way to the plate. Frisco, a 2-1 lead. Home half of the second. Ornelas grounded out to short to lead off the ball game on the offensive side for Frisco. Jones back into his windup. He kicks and deals. Curveball just misses high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Connor Jones out of Virginia, former second-round selection by the Cardinals. Offering in. Just misses inside. Two balls, no strikes. He spent the last five seasons in the Cardinals organization before being released in March. 1-0. High and inside. Three balls, no strikes. He was a hot commodity. He was picked up just 5 days after he was released by the Mariners organization. Looks over the top of Black Glove. Back into his wind, the 3-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Down the heart of the plate, it's 3-1. Jones had a wonderful career at Virginia. He winds the 3-1, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him, 3-2. He was an All-American his final year in 2016. And he's going to be... or he was, I should say, inducted into UVA's Hall of Fame this past year, along with Matt Theiss of the Angels organization. He's up at the big league level. 3-1. Inside for ball four. So another walk, his fifth of the ball game. We're still in the second inning. And it's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders, leading 2-1. Justin Foscue hits now. He walked and scored in the first. Jones went into Virginia with very high hopes. He was the number one player in high school in Virginia. He won State Gatorade Player of the Year his senior year. Pitch home. Off the outside corner. Skips in front of the catcher, Anchia. Ornelas down to second. He slides in head first safely, and the ball goes into center on an errant throw. Ornelas couldn't locate it, though, and he stays at second base. A wild pitch.
or maybe a pass ball. Couldn't see if that ball skipped in the dirt or if it went off of the catcher and Chia's glove. If you're watching on the stream, we'll take a look at the replay. Yeah, that'll be a pass ball on Anchia, allowing Ornelas to move up. A look in from the right-hander. He comes set. And the pitch home to Foscue. On the outside corner for a strike, and it evens up the count at 1-1. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. It's always funny looking at guys' stats in high school who just completely dominated their field. Jones was one of those guys. The offering in, a check swing and a miss. Foscue fooled on a breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-2. Jones was good enough to get the call from the Padres in the 21st round of the 2013 draft. Chose not to sign, went to Virginia, and it's not a surprise of why he was drafted. He was 10-1 his senior year. Here's the stretch. 2-1 off the outside corner, and it's two balls, two strikes. He didn't allow a single earned run during the regular season his senior year. His first earned run he allowed was in the playoffs that year. He won a state championship in 2011. He went 5-0 in the playoffs in high school in his career. Just an incredible career from this stretch. Look back towards second. And the 2-2. Soft tapper foul out in front of the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. And he was so highly regarded in high school, he got to pitch in the Under Armour All-America game at Wrigley Field. Ended up picking up the win in that game. A very highly touted game that actually was played here at Riders Field back in 2020. Shifted it to Kauffman Stadium last year. But it was played at Wrigley for years. Here's the stretch. And a look back towards second. Ornelas is back in without a throw. Frisco leads by a run here in the bottom of the second. Jones is a starter in the Cardinals organization for his first three seasons. Here's the set. 2-2. High and tight. Bends Foscue back. Three balls, two strikes. Shifted to the bullpen in 2021. And then released right before this season. 3-2 on the Riders' second baseman. Payoff pitch. He swings and misses at a high inside breaking ball and strikes out. First strikeout for Connor Jones, and there are two outs here in the second with Ornelas standing at second base. Dustin Harris hits now for the Rough Riders. Frisco leads 2-1. Harris walked and scored also in the first inning. Rough Riders still with just one hit. The RBI single from Ezekiel Duran, who stands on deck. Jones delivers. A swing and a miss and a good curveball down low and inside. 0-1. Seems like the feel for the fastball hasn't been there for Jones. It's been the breaking pitches that he's poured in there with the most consistency. That curveball in the low 80s, the slider in the mid 80s. Here's the stretch. 0-1. Another curve on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Still not terribly efficient, though, here in this second inning. Long at-bat for Foscue. He walked Ornelas after a full count. 0-2 offering. Harris swings, grounds it to the left side of Patrick Frick, the second baseman. He backhands, turns, throws to first, and gets Dustin Harris for the final out here in the second. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. A walk to Johnny Ornelas. Nothing across for the Riders, but they still lead 2-1 to the top of the third, where we'll have Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Mac at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford towing the rubber. Frisco's left-handed starter tonight back out to start the third inning. Riders in front 2-1 on Friday night. And the first pitch popped in the air down the first baseline. It'll head towards the seats and a foul ball. Starting off the third inning, 0-1. 9-1-2 for Arkansas as Riley Unroe standing in from the right side. Lefty-righty for Bradford as he spins the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So we haven't seen too much of has been swing and miss, or at least a strikeout so far. The ninth batter faced for Bradford, no K's. 0-2. Just tipped back to the net. And a foul ball keeps Unroe alive. No balls, two strikes. Unroe was the Arkansas member last night. That was running down the first baseline. A tight call at first base. He was rung up by Jake Bruner. Spiked his batting helmet. And then tossed maybe a second after. 0-2. Ground ball left side. Duran, the shortstop, charging in. Couple hops. Throws to first in a tight play. One gone here in the third. One of the things Zach touched on earlier were the lack of ground balls we had seen from Bradford. That's now three balls on the ground consecutively for batters faced by Bradford as it's Tanner Kerwer now. First pitch. Is a called strike one at 92 for Bradford. The fastball locates. The fielder's choice and then a ground out to Hoover and now Unroe. 0-1. Left it outside. One ball, one strike. 84 miles an hour as Bradford comes with both fastballs. The 4-2 seam, curveball, slider, changeup. 1-1. Again outside. Two balls and a strike. Bradford's first matchup with Arkansas lasted him 4 1/3. Came out for the fifth inning. The 2-1 in the air down the first baseline, headed towards the first few rows of seats, and bounces back into the field of play. To even up the count, two balls, two strikes on Tanner Kerwer, the center fielder on the first pitch of the game, had a long fly ball to right. Stowers went all the way back on it. Bradford from the left, 2-2. Check swing, tapper off the bat, foul. And it trickles past the coach's box over towards the Travelers dugout. Still two balls and two strikes. Bradford had his most efficient opening frame of his season tonight. 9 pitches, 7 strikes, the fewest he's needed. It took maybe 3 minutes of real time. 2-2. High fly ball, and this one threatening to leave the field of play. Grimm from first, just in front of the tarp, popped in and out of his glove. Who put that there? And it stays 2-2. Another look for the up in the air. Grimm thought that it was all but secured, and it just lost it.
It's one of those where maybe the tarp came up a little faster than he thought it would.
Again, the 2-2 from Bradford. Outside. 81 miles an hour, one that almost got away from Procession. Fills up the count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. One gone in the top of the third. Ryder is still leading it 2-1. Bradford's 3-2. Hard hit to left field. Harris on the move. Stops underneath it and gets there. Pulls down a line drive from Tanner Kerwer for the second out of the third, and there's two gone. Here's the right fielder, Jack Larson. Bradford's gotten some hard contact from the Arkansas hitters tonight. Certainly in the first, everything in the air and everything to the outfield. Lefty-lefty to Larson, the first pitch. Just misses for ball one. Little down and away. Larson also 0 for 1 tonight as Bradford motions the 1-0 pitch. That's in with Procession establishing outside to even up the count, a ball and a strike. Two hits from Arkansas came in the second. Joe Rizzo, Zach DeLoach, back-to-back first pitch base hits. 1-1. Ground ball right side towards Foscue at second. He'll throw to first, and there's the final out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Cody Bradford, a little cleaner than his second. And this score holds. No runs, no hits, no errors, or anybody left aboard for Arkansas. 2-1 Frisco. We go to the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
That deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Connor Jones approaching 60 pitches back on the mound for Arkansas. The Travelers starter set for the home half of the third. Ezekiel Duran standing in. First pitch, a called strike one. 4-5-6 two up for Frisco. A one across. Wave and a miss as Duran drops down to a knee on the cut, and it's no balls, two strikes. One hit for Frisco, and it came from Duran in the first inning. Had Foscue and Harris aboard on walks from Jones. And the first run of the night came in. 0-2. Ground ball up the third baseline. Backhand stab by Rizzo. Throw across the diamond, little high. And Duran beats it out. Looked like even with Hoover jumping, Duran threatening to get there before the ball arrived. We'll get a closer look on stream. Duran knew it would be tight down the line. Love the hustle. Yeah, I think that's a base hit. That's what it goes down as. So two at-bats for Ezekiel Duran. And two base hits for him. Now righty-righty to Blaine Krim. First pitch. Wave and a miss for strike one. Krim 0 for 1 tonight. Coming off a two-hit night. The 0-1. Down and away and blocked by Anchia behind the dish. It's a ball and a strike. Krim entered last night with no hits and three strikeouts in the five spot. And the top of the card was busy for Jared Gettert last night. Eight of the nine hits came from the top five hitters. Jones, the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball again, left side of the infield. Rizzo way in the hole, throws to second. They got him. What a play by Rizzo at third. Running away from the diamond, he somehow pulls it off to cut down the leadoff runner. Wow, one gone.
I don't think you're ever going to see a better play by a third baseman. As you mentioned, Chris, his momentum taking him into foul territory. He's on the grass when he lets go of that ball. And a perfect throw with Frick, the second baseman, stretching out like a first baseman at the bag. What a play.
First pitch is way inside, almost hits Stowers, something he's unfortunately gotten used to here in the recent stretch of games. But it doesn't. One ball, no strikes. Righty-righty matchup, now with Krim at first, and one gone. The pitch drops in on the off speed at 80 miles an hour for a called strike one. Stowers, with his at-bat in the first inning, loaded the bases for Trey Hare. One ball, one strike from Cooper Jones. The pitch home. Ground ball, hard hit up the middle right side. Frick there, throws to second for one. Down to first on a hop, gets away. The hustling catcher and Chia able to stop it as it bounces in front of the guardrail, in front of the Travelers dugout. So just one on another fielder's choice on this infield. Grimm done at second base, Stowers down to first. Here's the third baseman, Trey Hare. Riders testing this Arkansas infield. Well, we said eight of the nine hits last night came from the top five hitters. The lone hit from the bottom half of the card came from this guy. Righty-lefty to Hare, the first pitch to him. In for a called strike one at 91. Fastball low, catches the zone. First homer of the season for Hare came last night. Bumps up that average to a 243 and give him two RBIs on the two-run shot. 0-1, runner going for second. It bounces away a bit from Anchia, and Stowers able to take second. Now a rider in scoring position.
It's surprising, Chris. 2020 player last year, Stowers has been on base a lot to begin the season. That's just his second steal.
On the second pitch of the at-bat, two to Hare. He goes ahead and takes second base. Ups the ante a bit with two outs. And now Stowers hot-stepping. Jones comes home regardless. And Bruner is saying that Hare went around for strike two on the offer at the plate. So that'll make it one ball, two strikes. Every batter has put something in play in the infield this home half of the third inning. Ezekiel Durama, the base hit up the third base line. And then Blaine Krim with a ground ball towards Rizzo, the third baseman, who made an incredible play. Oh, time called at the plate, beg your pardon. With Krim's ground ball, Rizzo was able to pluck it and throw to second to retire Duran. And the first baseman, Krim, safe at first. Again, Stowers hot stepping. 1-2. Ground ball up the first baseline. Foul. Still a 1-2 count. Bottom of the third inning. Two gone, and the Riders in front 2-1 over Arkansas. In game four, chance to tie the series tonight with a win. Well, that was me.
Jack Larson in right field had a chance to throw that foul ball into the stands. Instead, he threw it into his own bullpen.
1-2. Popped in the air. This one drifting to shallow left field. Rizzo, the third baseman, called off by the shortstop on Rowe, who makes the catch. Little chaos up the shallow left field line, but that'll do it. A leadoff base hit from Ezekiel Duran is squashed, and no runs coming across by Frisco on the hit in the bottom of the third. Our 2-1 score carrying us into the fourth inning. Riders in front on Friday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball in Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three for three, four, five for Cody Bradford as he's back on the mound. The lefty starter comes home. Off speed outside. And Jake Bruner is saying that Jake Shiner went around. No balls and a strike. Bradford out for his fourth inning of work. Neil, one pitch. Wave and a miss at strike two. Good on Bradford, gave him the same pitch that tempted the designated hitter, Shiner. Went around all the way for strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch off the top of the bat and pops over the net behind home plate. And it stays 0-2. You've got Jake Shiner at the plate, Jake Bruner behind him, our crew chief, Jake Anchia, Jack Larson, Zach Deloach, Zach Bigley to my left. The 0-2 popped in the air, drifting back behind the plate. Procession with the mask off, and it bounces in the first row. Still 0-2.
Procession doesn't really work with everything else.
No. No strikeouts for Cody Bradford tonight. Zach mentioned the organization's leader with the total that he was able to rack up last year. 128. 0-2 is way high and out for ball one. Games he appeared in, 13 at the high A level, and finished as a Rough Riders tosser. The 1-2 ripped in the air out to left center field. Ornelas going back. Harris retreating to the wall as well. That one's way out of here. Jake Shiner has the Boo Birds come out at Riders Field. He ties our game in the top of the fourth on a solo home run, 430 feet. Arkansas draws a 2-2 tie. Second time tonight that Arkansas leads off an inning with at least a hit on Bradford, a hit nonetheless. Despite that one never coming back. First pitch, a wave and a miss to Joe Rizzo for strike one. Bradford trying to put the wheels back on the track, the 0-1. 91 in on the fastball for strike two. Off to a good start on the third baseman, Rizzo, that jumped on him on the first pitch to begin the second, a base hit. Bradford's 0-2. Opposite way over the net. Still no balls, two strikes. Rizzo came in to score on the sack fly from Patrick Frick. Made it a 2-1 game. We're now tied. 0-2. Ground ball foul. Couple hops towards the Travelers dugout. Still no balls, two strikes. Well, we had another Miguel Cabrera milestone as we keep our eyes on the Tigers' great that's not even hung him up yet. 0-2. In the air to right field. Stowers sprinting to his left, leaping and can't make the grab. Rizzo rounding first and cruising to second. He'll pull in with a no-out double and back-to-back extra base knocks for the Travelers in the top of the fourth. Rizzo never folded in that at-bat. Two straight strikes, then fouled a few away and pulled that one down the first baseline.
Hits, and that one obviously coming on an 0-2 pitch. That's back-to-back hitters where Bradford has gone 0-2, and they've ended up completing the at-bat with an extra base hit, the home run, and now the double.
It's a really good point where Shiner was sitting on his fifth pitch of the at-bat, 0-2. Now here's Zach DeLoach, the first pitch. Back to the screen on a foul ball, 0-1.
And as we talk about all the home run, or all the strikeouts, I should say, from Cody Bradford, you mentioned no strikeouts for him tonight. That's something where we usually see him put away hitters easily. Having a little trouble tonight.
And no strikeouts, no walks either, but he's gotten batters in 0-2 counts, or at least two strike counts. A good amount tonight. The 0-1. DeLoach flies one foul. And quickly 0-2. Jack Larson in the first inning was 0-2. And a two-strike count to Shiner as well. Both the hits in the second inning were on the first pitch, as we mentioned earlier. 0-2 comes home. Hard hit out to center field. Ornelas retreating to the track, to the wall. That ball's gone. Second homer of the top of the fourth inning. Zach DeLoach clears the center field wall, and it's now 4-2 Arkansas. 403 feet for DeLoach. The Travelers now jumping on Bradford. Procession out to the mound to have a word with his lefty starter, Zach. Another 0-2 at bat.
Yep, another one where he got ahead and couldn't finish him off. And Zach DeLoach, we've seen him put some really good swings on the ball here in this series and really in all the games we've seen Arkansas this year. And that's his second home run here in this ballpark. He can really swing it.
Patrick Frick. Miles an hour for strike one. Solo homer, double, two-run homer. The 0-1. Quickly, two strikes on Frick. Produced a sacrifice fly that was pretty well struck to center field in the second. Bradford's 0-2 in the air down the first baseline. And it remains a no-ball, two-strike count.
So here we go again. More 0-2.
Long look down from the lefty starter, Cody Bradford. 0-2. Dropped low in the dirt as Procession keeps it in front of him. Still a ball, two strikes. Well, what were we talking about with Miguel Cabrera? He passes Al Kaline on the all-time hits list. The 1-2. Down and away. Now two balls, two strikes. Miggy passing Kaline on the all-time hit list. And there was a quote that was released by the Tigers about Al Kaline's wife, Louise. The 2-2. In the air to left field, it'll drop for a base hit. Harris charging over to cut it off. Frick heading for second base. A throw in from Harris, not in time. Four extra base hits for Arkansas on the top of the fourth. A pair of homers and now a pair of doubles as Patrick Frick produces. And still nobody out in the top of the fourth.
Chris, entering into this game, when Bradford had opponents at an 0-2 count, they were hitting 154 against them with a 445 OPS. And that's four straight extra base hits on an 0-2 count, as you mentioned. Just one extra base hit on an 0-2 count this season coming into this game against Bradford.
Now here comes Jeff Andrews. Riders will have a visit to the mound as the Frisco pitching coach coming in to have a word with Cody Bradford that has allowed a solo homer to begin the top of the fourth. And then a Joe Rizzo double. Two-run homer to Zach DeLoach. And then a Patrick Frick double. Strike counts. That's Seth Nordlund getting loose. Pair of glasses for him. Haven't seen Seth in glasses this season.
Not on the field, I don't think we've seen that.
So quickly to tie up about Miggy, Al Kaline's wife Louise said that Al, who was Mr. Tiger, had often said that Miguel was the greatest hitter he'd ever seen. Another milestone for Miguel Cabrera happening last night. Of course, in the wash of a 6-1 Los Quesos Frisco win. Not paying attention to the major league level. Everything on the ins and outs that go on. First pitch to Jake Anchia is skied in the air. Three infielders for Frisco coming in, and it's Foscue that calls everyone off. Krim and Duran were to his left and right. And there's the first out of the fourth. Patrick Frick remaining at second. Three runs have already come in. An inning that started with a 2-1 Riders lead. That's now 4-2 Travelers. Connor Hoover standing in from the left side. First pitch to him. In for a called strike one. Looked like maybe a baseball. Dropped out of a fan's hand over the left field wall. Took a couple hops. And sitting on the track. Oh, one from Bradford will wait as he spins off. But Alex Nash calling a balk on the lefty starter. That allows Frick to take third. One gone for Bradford, and that draws the infield into the grass. Count is 0-1. Bradford at the belt. His pitch home. At 82 miles an hour, that one dipped way in front of the plate. Even count, 1-1. Travelers with a couple of wins this week, now 6 of their last 10. 1-1. That's a called strike two. One-two pitch in the air to center field, tailing away from Ornelas, and it drops in for a base hit. Frick will score from third, and an RBI knock for Connor Hoover. And the Travelers continue to produce in two strike counts. Fastball high and inside that Hoover was able to just tag over the infield that was in for the Riders. Still only one out. Four runs have scored. First pitch. It misses a little low. Ball one to the bottom of the order. Shortstop Riley Unroe 0-1. Travelers have scored four in the fourth. It's 5-2 Arkansas. Bradford lefty righty on Unroe. The 1-0. A tight miss. Two balls, no strikes, and a breaking ball inside that procession light. Four extra base hits for the Travelers to begin the inning. They've all come in to score. 2-0 to the plate. High for ball three.
Those four extra base hits in a single inning, a season high against Rough Riders pitching. For a single frame this year.
3-0 count. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for ball four. Hoover down to second and a four-pitch walk to Riley Unroe. That's how the Travs turn the lineup card over. And that's how Cody Bradford's night comes to an end. Another tough one for the lefty Friday night starter, Cody Bradford. We've got a pitching change at Riders Field. Arkansas with four runs in the fourth. and a 5-2 lead over the Riders. We'll step aside on a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The righty reliever Seth Nordlund into the ball game for Cody Bradford. His night comes to a close. In the top of the fourth inning, Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and just one run on two hits for Bradford entering the fourth inning. But four extra base hits, two home runs, and all four runs have come in to score. So we get a look at the numbers on stream for Seth Nordlund as he makes his sixth appearance tonight. Nordlund, one of the guys we've had a chance to chat with on the Riders pregame show. Really steady baseball mind and just a good dude, good guy to talk to. And he's on a heck of a tear as of late. Just two earned runs for Nordlund allowed since he faced Arkansas back on April 10th. He's really settled into the season. The Riders hoping for more of that to settle things down in the fourth inning. Tanner Kerwer, top of the order for Arkansas, the first pitch. He misses down and in at 89 for ball one. Kerwer, the eighth Travelers batter to come to the plate. Second and first for Arkansas, the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Drops off the table at 81 to even up the count at a ball and a strike. Last time out for Nordlund, it was his second appearance in the Midland series. Hit a batter, but no walks, two strikeouts, no runs. 1-1, a grounder left side. Throw to second for one. Down to first from Foscue. Not in time. Chop ball to Hare. By the time he got it to Foscue in the relay to first, Kerwer just beating out the throw, and it puts runners at the corners. There is the second out as Unroh fried at second base. Hoover down to third. Jack Larson next in a righty-lefty matchup as Seth Nordlund looks to close the line on Bradford. Set at the waist, his first pitch. In the air to left field, tailing quickly. Harris charging in. Glove high, makes the catch. Arkansas doing damage in the top of the fourth inning. They take Cody Bradford out of the ballgame. And four runs, featuring two home runs. A two-run shot from Deloach and a solo homer from Jake Shiner. It's 5-2 Arkansas. We go to the home half of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coors Field, new this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders with work to be done in the bottom of the fourth. They trail 5-2 as the Travelers bring in four in the top half. First pitch from Connor Jones, missing low for ball one. Riders with 8-9-1 due to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jones 1-0. Sandro Fabian watches it into the zone. Outside edge at 89 miles an hour for a called strike one. Counts even. Second at night. Jones 1-1. Tips it into the glove of Anchia for strike two. Well, Jones has been busy. Started the inning with just less than 70 pitches used. 69 total. The 1-2. Hard ground ball left side towards Rizzo. Third baseman throws to first. A little low, but Hoover's got it. And there's one gone. Jordan Procession is next. FC Dallas night at the ballpark. And the Riders in what looks like a bit of a powder blue. Jones to Procession, first pitch. Shows a bunt down the third baseline, but it works foul. 0-1. These jerseys paying somewhat homage to FC Dallas, their community kit. That's what the club announced in March of 2021. Jones from the right, 0-1. Outside on the bender at 79. It counts even at a ball and a strike. The goal for FC Dallas was to honor North Texas's rich soccer past and its community and the fans across Dallas-Fort Worth area. The 1-1 misses, now two balls and a strike. That was for FC Dallas, and so the Riders on FC Dallas night wanting to do just that. 2-1 pitch. High fly ball to shallow center. Kerwer underneath it and now tracking it. Straightaway center makes a catch. Two up, two down for Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now top of the order, Johnny Ornelas. Two homers for Arkansas in the top of the fourth inning. Able to at least come up with one since Wednesday a week ago. Jones to Ornelas, first pitch. It just misses, ball one.
9 days between home runs and he hit two in the same inning. It's a way to break it back out.
1-0 pitch. Tight inside, now two balls, no strikes. It just looked like Arkansas from the start was aggressive. Even in the first inning, it was a really quick inning for Bradford, but some fly balls. Three batters up, three batters down. Everything stayed in. 2-0, thought about from Ornelas, but it catches the zone inside at 84, strike one. 2-1 with the bases empty to Johnny Ornelas, batting at the top spot tonight. Riders trail 5-2, the 2-1. Opposite way, foul ball, tailing towards Arkansas bullpen, just in front of the bullpen bar. Now 2-2.
Chris, one more note on the home runs for Arkansas. Moises Gomez, who's leading the entire Texas League right now in the triple crown categories, still has more home runs than all of Arkansas after those two homers last inning.
2-2. Just missed. And Chia liked it. He was cruising towards the dugout, but instead it's a full count, three balls, two strikes. I saw a tweet today that I think it came from inside the city of Cincinnati, which is even more tough. 3-2 pitch. Bounce in the dirt for ball four. Ornelas working a two-out walk. sixth walk allowed tonight by Jones. But just two runs have scored. Here comes Justin Foscue. The Cincinnati Bengals have more wins in 2022 than the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh,
that's a tough scene.
3-22 for the Cincinnati Reds this year. Yikes. Last in the league in OPS. Last in ERA. It's been a tough season for them.
Righty-righty to Justin Foscue. First pitch. Plucks the inner edge at 83 for strike one. Foscue's third trip to the plate tonight. He just needs that base hit. Oh, one will wait. Ornelas out to dry. Caught him drifting at first base. And Jones catches Ornelas napping at first for the final out. All done in the fourth. Arkansas with a 5-2 lead holding over Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fifth inning coming your way now. We'll send it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Seth Nordlund out of the Riders' bullpen to get the final two outs of the fourth inning, and he starts with a clean fifth. The Arkansas Travelers. Jake Shiner starts it off. Righty-righty. Here's the set. And Nordlund's first pitch. Grounded foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Well, during that last break here in the ballpark, we had our Lone Star Vision Spotlight. And our spotlighted player this homestand was Kellen Strom, Rough Riders outfielder, who is not in the starting lineup tonight. He's in the dugout today. Nordlund ready from the stretch. He kicks and deals home the 0-1. A check swing and a miss. He went around, and it's 0-2. And Strom is such a great story. A native of Eugene, Oregon. He played his high school football there at Sheldon High School, a powerhouse in the area. 0-2. Swing and a foul into Possession's glove, and Shiner goes down swinging for the first strikeout for Seth Nordlund. One away here in the fifth. 5-2, Rough Riders trail. And Joe Rizzo makes his way to the plate. Well, Strom was already a really good high school football player.
As was I.
Yeah, is that right? You played at the powerhouse of Michigan?
Hey now, easy there.
From the stretch, the pitch on the way. Line foul into the seats right side, and it's 0-1. Was your quarterback a future Pro Bowler in the NFL?
No, recent quarterback, though, at Northwestern, so a little Power 5
action. Okay.
No, doesn't hold a candle to the NFL yet.
From the stretch, the 0-1. Outside, count evens at 1-1, 1-1. Strom's high school quarterback was Justin Herbert, still one of his best friends, now a Pro Bowl quarterback with the Los Angeles Chargers. The 1-1. High fly ball out to left field. Harris comes in, now retreats off to his right, drifting backwards, dancing with the ball in the wind, and he makes the catch. Two up, two down here in the fifth inning. 5-2, Rough Riders in a deficit. And Zach Deloach, who homered his last time up, makes his way to the plate. Well, Justin Herbert got hurt in Strom's senior year. Strom was playing wide receiver, so Strom took over at quarterback for Herbert and ended up winning State Player of the Year. at quarterback. The pitch home. Fouled away, left side, and it's 0-1. We had some fun watching Kellen Strom's high school football highlight tape. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of throwing.
That had to be a big adjustment for that club and Sheldon to be have someone like Herbert and then the offense that they've shown. Man.
From the stretch, 0-1. Breaking ball, strike outside corner, 0-2.
Completely, I mean, maybe they had that in their pocket too, but yeah, it didn't look like any passing was to be done, but you got a quarterback like Herbert, had to be slinging it.
0-2. Fouled away left side, still no balls, two strikes. And then you put a freak athlete back there like Kellen Strom, and he just ran around a bunch, made a bunch of guys miss. I feel like the first six highlights of his tape were 90-plus yard touchdown runs as a quarterback. Just faster than everyone. It's not much in Oregon, and I can say that as an Oregonian. The pitch. Strike three call in the outside corner. Seth Nordland. 1-2-3, fifth inning, couple Ks. Very nice work out of the bullpen for the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders still trail 5-2 as we go to the home half of the fifth from the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 5-2 as we go to the home half of the fifth inning. Justin Foscue starts it off. Dustin Harris, Ezekiel Duran, 2, 3, and 4 in the Rough Riders order. Here's the windback by the right-hander Connor Jones in the pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Well, if you would have said after the first inning that Connor Jones would be pitching into the fifth, would have thought you were crazy. He winds back in the 1-0. Chopper, third baseline. Rizzo gives ground. Fields in foul territory. Runs it over right to the warning track. Hands it to a young fan in the front row of the seats. And makes his way back to his position. Nicely done. One ball and one strike on Justin Foscue. Connor Jones walked four batters in the first inning. Threw 36 pitches. He peels back in the 1-1. Chopper, third baseline. Rizzo comes up. Picks on a short hop. Throws on the run to first. And a nice, nifty play. It's Justin Foscue for the first out here in the fifth inning. One away. Dustin Harris hits for the Riders. 5-2 Arkansas. Home half of the fifth. It has still not been a good game at all for Jones on the pitching side of things in terms of his command. Six walks. A season high for Jones. Wind back and the offering in. Curveball. Strike outside corner. 0-1. He's still only allowed the two runs that he surrendered in the first inning, though. Rough Riders have stranded five on the offensive side tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good pitch down low and inside. And it's 0-2. Rough Riders with just two hits, an infield hit from Ezekiel Duran, and then one into the outfield that produced a run, an RBI single in the first inning. But that's it. From the windup, the 0-2. Down low and inside. Harris down swinging. And And it's the second out. It's the second strikeout as well from Connor Jones. Rough Riders down 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Ezekiel Duran hits. Righty, righty. Jones back into his windup. He pitches. Check swing. It misses off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Duran with the aforementioned two hits. Multi-hit game for the Riders' shortstop. 1-0. Chopper foul back behind home. 1-1. Duran with multi-hit games in two straight. He's hit safely in every game this series. Ready from the windup. Jones puts the left foot back, kicks up, delivers. A hard line drive into left field. Deloach over, reaches up, can't get it. It's over his head all the way to the fence. Duran motoring towards second, and he's in there standing. His league-high 12th double. And it's a two-out base hit for the Rough Riders. Duran has all three Rough Riders hits tonight. Absolute rocket over Deloach's head. 110 miles an hour off the bat from Ezekiel Duran. When he hits it, he barrels him up and he hits it hard.
It's just hard contact, and a guy that wants to do that. He wants to pull it to his power side as a right-handed hitter out to left field. Deloach almost got there, but a ball with that much zip, it's hard to track.
There's a reason why Duran is the number four prospect in the Rangers organization. He hits the ball very hard. Here's Blaine Crim. Runner at second, 5-2. Arkansas leads the Rough Riders here in the fifth. The first pitch misses down low. It's one ball and no strikes. Ezekiel Duran at second. First time the Rough Riders have had a runner in scoring position. Set by the righty. Kick and a look back towards second. Duran in easily. He's 5 of 6 in steals this year. Stolen base last night. He grabs his lead. Looking back at the second baseman, Frick, who's close by. 1-0 pitch. Grimm takes a breaking ball high. He's ahead in the count, 2-0. So Rough Riders offense that has cooled down just a bit lately. But at one point, midweek last year, was second in all minor league baseball in batting average. And can get back into a ball game very quickly. 2-0 toss to Crim. Settles just inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Rough Riders have had a lot of power up and down the lineup. 3 home runs from Blaine Crim, who stands at the plate now. And he's ahead in the count, 3-0. He's been known to hack with the green light. From the stretch, Jones kicks, fires. Outside, ball four. A four-pitch free pass, the 7th walk of the start for Jones. And Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. And here comes Colin Calgill, the manager for Arkansas, out of his dugout on the first base side, and he's going to go get Connor Jones. Runners at first and second, 2 outs here in the fifth. 5-2 Arkansas out in front, and we'll step aside for a pitching change. We'll introduce you to the new arm, Ben Onishko, who's made a couple appearances in this series already when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1995.
My goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anishko out of the bullpen for Arkansas. We're still in the home half of the fifth inning. It's 5-2. Arkansas leads it. Two outs, two aboard for the Riders, and Josh Stoer is hitting. Connor Jones done after his start, but his line has not been finalized. He's still responsible for the two men on the base paths for Frisco. Josh Stowers has reached once tonight in a walk, and he's also found his way aboard in a fielder's choice. Pull side shift in the outfield for him and on the infield. Scoring opportunity for the Rough Riders. The pitch home. Anishko dots the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. First man turned two out of the bullpen today for Arkansas. Anishko's been very good. A 1.46 ERA for Arkansas this year, making his eighth appearance. Feels like all seven have been against the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down low and inside from the lefty. 0-2. Third appearance against Frisco. Of two innings over those two appearances and has not allowed a run. He kicks in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Stowers down on three pitches. And the Rough Riders turned away in the fifth. A good breaking ball down low and inside from Anishko. For the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, two left stranded. We go to the top half of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top six, Seth Nordlund back out in relief for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 5-2. First pitch, it's one ball and no strikes. 6-7-8 in the Arkansas order. Nordlund ready from the stretch. He kicks and fires. A line drive into left field that's in there for a base hit. Harris off to his right. He cuts it off, gets it back in quickly, but Patrick Frick picks up his second hit of the day after doubling back in the fourth. And that's the eighth hit today by Arkansas. Jake Anchia bats now in the seventh spot.
Well, and that's on something that we haven't seen too much from Nordlund, Zach, is a ball. In his 2 2/3, 14 pitches, 12 strikes coming into this inning. And so Frick, knowing after a first pitch miss, he'd get something good.
He deals home off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. There's another ball. Uncharacteristic. His last start here in this, or his last appearance, I should say, here in this building, we saw that. Really good control from Nordlund. 1-0 pitch. And off the end of the bat, out to left center field with some carry. Harris back near the warning track. He makes the catch, backpedaling, stops in the warning track, and sends it back into the infield. A fly ball for Anchia, caught by Harris for out number one, and Connor Hoover hits. In that appearance here at Riders Field, Nordland missed with the first offering and when he came out from the bullpen, and then didn't throw another ball for 22 consecutive pitches. That's elite-level control from the right-hander. Working from the stretch, Connor Hoover in from the left side. Here's the righty's pitch. Hoover takes inside. One ball, no strikes. Nordland, after a really tough first appearance out of the Riders' pen this season, has been very good. He sets at the belt. 1-0 toss. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1 for the 24-year-old. His first appearance against these Travs in the series finale on April 10th of that three-game set. He allowed four hitters. 1-1. Soft grounder up the middle. Durant fields it short, steps in the bag, slings it on to first. Got him, double play. Six unassisted, three twin killing eliminates the leadoff single. And the Rough Riders get another minimum faced inning out of Seth Nordland from the bullpen. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. More clean work from Nordland. Rough Riders trail 5-2 as we go to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Happy Friday, everyone. Rough Riders looking for a come-from-behind win in this one. They trail 5-2. Trey Hare, Sandro Fabian, Jordan Procession. The 3-2 up in for the final out of the fifth. He's back out for a clean sixth now. Trey Hare in from the left side. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Kick in the first pitch. A drive out to left center field. Headed towards the alley to Loeschafter. It can't get it. It's over his head. One hops off the wall. Trey Hare into second. A leadoff double. Rough Riders cooking here in the sixth. Trey Hare with his third two-bagger of the season. Sandro Fabian now. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 as the sun starts to set here in Frisco. Beautiful pinkish hues all around us. Some wispy white clouds turning towards a darker shade as the sun sets. Beautiful sight to see from the stretch. Pitch on the way to Fabian. One misses down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders coming up with their fourth hit of the day and the first hit from somebody not named Ezekiel Duran. He had all three Rough Riders hits. Here's the stretch. 1-0. Down low and inside. Fabian gets out of the way of the catcher and Chia, who can't find it. Trey Hare scoots over to third. And he's in there on the wild pitch.
There was really no deliberation, Zach, from Trey Hare at second. Just saw where it was and how it could get washed by Anchia. Couldn't quite find it. And again, really no wasting of time from here to get to third.
Stretch, 2-0. Way high and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. So now the Rough Riders have a chance to come away with their first run since the first inning. And they put 2 runs up on starter Connor Jones. His line is finalized, by the way, from the stretch. Here's the offering in. Fastball dots the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Not a great start in terms of the command for the Arkansas arm, but Jones, 3-1. Way high off the outside corner, ball 4. Sandro Fabian works a walk. Runners on the edges. Jordan Procession hits now. Final line for Jones, 4 2/3 innings. The 2 runs allowed on 3 hits, both runs earned. He struck out 2 and walked 7 batters. Most of the Rough Riders have seen from any starting pitcher on either side this year. He walked 4 in that first inning alone. Procession in from the left side, lefty-lefty. Anishko kicks in the three-quarter arm slot delivery. Slider misses off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Frisco with 2 runners aboard. This is the second consecutive inning they've had 2 aboard, but this time it's with nobody out. 1-0 toss. Procession takes on the inside corner. Belt level for a strike, 1-1. Procession has been the hottest hitter for the Rough Riders this year, playing in his 10th game. 1-1. He swings and misses, and a good slider off the outside edge. 1-2. 11 for 24. He's hitting .458. 11 hits in 9 games.
That's pretty sad. That's good.
Yeah, I'd say that's good.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Professional
here.
Opinion. Over 1,200 OPS. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Strike 3 called. Slider skims across the outside corner. Procession down looking. Tough at bat for a lefty. And those nasty breaking balls coming right at him. Second strikeout for Ben Anishko. First out here in the 6th. Johnny Ornelas bats now. Can't imagine a much better guy to be up in this situation for the Rough Riders than Johnny Ornelas. You talk about a hot hitter. He's only hitting .372 on the season. Second in the Texas League. Kicking the pitch. High and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Riders trailing 5-2. Home half of the 6th. 2 aboard, 1 out. Ornelas, last 19 games hitting .403. Over his last 12 games hitting .458. Just ridiculous numbers. 1-0. Slider right on the outside corner for a called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. And he continues to launch the baseball all over the yard, whether it's to the pole side or the opposite field. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Ornelas playing out in center field for the first time this season defensively as well in tonight's game. He played center field in the latter half of last year in Hickory. He was an infielder to start, and then they started having a few injuries to their outfielders. In addition to the trade with the Yankees bringing over a lot of infielders to Hickory. 1-2. Swing and a grounder foul back behind home. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Ornelas was moved to the outfield, and in the 60 games, played about 40 in the second half out in the grass. So it's his first time playing outfield here with Frisco, but far from his first time being out in the outfield. From the stretch. 1-2. Inside, nearly took out his back leg. A slider. Count flattens, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ornelas 0-for-1 tonight with a couple walks. Right-handed batter back in. Rests the bat against his right shoulder. Hands tight to the chest. 2-2. Inside corner, strike 3 called to the knees. Got him with a fastball. Ornelas down looking. Third strikeout for Anishko. And there are 2 outs here in the 6th. Every man that Anishko has retired has been via the K. A double from Trey Hare to start things off. A wild pitch moved him to third. A walk for Sandro Fabian. But now back-to-back looking strikeouts for the Rough Riders. Trailing by 3, and here's Justin Foscue. Onyszko ready from the stretch. He kicks, delivers. Fastball inside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Home plate umpire Jake Bruner. He has a quick chat with him. Foscue 0 for 2 tonight. He's walked and scored. A 1. Foscue grounds at third base side. Rizzo has it. He flicks on to second the short way, and there's out number 3. No runs for the Rough Riders. A hit, no errors. Two left stranded. They threaten, but once again, they strand a pair on the base pass as Frisco has now stranded a total of 9 through 6 innings. Top 7 coming up. We'll turn to Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back. Riders trailing 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to Riders Field as we start the 7th. 5-2 Arkansas holding their lead over Frisco on Friday night. First pitch from Nordland. Bounces away, missing the zone for ball 1. Riders with a chance in the bottom of the 6th. Now the tying run at the plate. But a strikeout on Johnny Ornelas, and then Justin Foscue rolled one over. 9-1-2 for the Travelers in the 7th. 1-0. Brings up the outer edge at 89 from Nordland for strike 1. First time we've seen Seth in the glasses on the bump this season. His 1-1. In there at 81 for a called strike 2. We've, at least today, saw him lounging around or just walking around in the glasses, but it's a look. Kind of pulling it off there on the mound. The 1-2 in the air. Fly ball, foul direction over towards the concourse. And a loud hop. It stays 1-2.
Now, with most guys, and Seth always wears those glasses when he's not on the field, the reason they'd wear that is because they forgot their contacts.
Called strike 3. Third strikeout for Nordland. And he's got one out here in the top of the 7th. You think that's the case?
Could be. Not good to speculate, of course, but we're speculating.
Right. Are you a contacts wearer?
No. Perfect vision over here.
Probably not perfect. No one's perfect, sir. Righty-righty, top of the order to Tanner Kerwer. First pitch. He shows a bunt. Drops a good one down. Nordland called off by Procession. Throws to first. Not in time. Boy, a heck of an effort and a strong throw from the catcher Procession. But Kerwer dropped a beauty. He legs it out for a one-out single. I am a contacts wearer and a glasses wearer, but really glasses is only from bed to bathroom contacts to my final resting place of the day. Righty-lefty to Jack Larson for Nordland. Hard hit, ground ball up the middle, and a base hit. Kerwer rounding second. He'll stop after a big turn. Back-to-back base hits after the Nordland strikeout. Two aboard for Jake Shiner. I've actually often thought about, it's on enough TV shows and movies, if like an apocalyptic end of the world scenario was the case, what would contact wearers do with their eyes constantly changing? And contacts have a shelf life. They'll go bad and you have to get rid of them and throw them out. You wear glass. I mean, my glasses, I can't. I wouldn't do it. First pitch outside for ball one. Now, I feel like I'm talking to a wall because you can't relate.
I mean,
you're not a glass.
I have bad news here. In an apocalyptic scenario, you won't be able to see. Does that mean you're one of the first to go in that instance?
I would not be, no. I would thrive. Throw to second. And Foscue nearby wasn't exactly on the bag. So Kerwer's plenty safe.
It's big talk.
Saying like, well, yeah. Hopefully I don't have to back it up.
You and me both hope.
Yeah. 1-0 to Shiner. Late swing and a miss for strike one. 91 from Nordland. Three strikeouts for him. And just one hit that he had allowed entering the seventh since taking over in the fourth inning. One ball, one strike to pitch home. High for ball two. Took over for Cody Bradford, who provided one out in the fourth. But before that first pitch pop out to Jake Anchia, four extra base hits for the Travs. 2-1 pitch. In for a called strike two on a breaking ball. Front doored the zone on Shiner to make it 2-2. Nordland's first clean inning in the fifth after he got out of a two aboard, one out situation in the fourth. Two Ks, no hits. Runners go on the 2-2. It misses for a ball to throw down to second. Trickling away from Foscue, he hustles over to secure it. Both runners advance, and no more double play ball as the count fills to Shiner, 3-2. A double steal pulled off by Arkansas. As Kerwer to third, Larson to second, and the infield in. One gone in the top half of the seventh inning, and Arkansas already in front by three, trying to pad the lead. Nordland coming set. Righty-righty, big breath, the 3-2. Ground ball left side, gloved by Hare. He'll come to the plate, and they've got Kerwer out to try. He gets back to third base. There's two travelers on the bag. Now the throw to second gets into right field. Kerwer comes in to score.
Oh, boy.
Larson was at second. He was at third base and figured, well, one of us over here safe would be better than nothing. And the throw to second with Shiner trying to swipe second base in the confusion brings in another run. Of course, Kerwer's bag and Larson tagged out, so there is two gone, a runner in scoring position. And now Joe Rizzo to the plate. First pitch. Outside, missing for ball one. It's the first error of the night. Shiner on the fielder's choice, Zach Sari, and then advances on the throwing error.
That's fielder's choice 5-2. And then just the E2 to allow him to score.
3-2 pitch. Hard hit down the first baseline and foul. Not by much. That's 1-1. 6-2, Arkansas extending their lead in the seventh. On one pitch, advanced on the Jack Larson base hit, double steal to put two in scoring position. Nordland coming set, full count with two gone. The 3-2, grounded again, foul. And we'll do it over. Frisco with just four hits tonight as Arkansas finding number 10 in the top of the seventh. Should say 9-10 on the bunt and base hit from Kerwer and Larson. Next toss outside, and the count's even. Two balls, two strikes. Zach DeLoach on deck. He had the base hit in the second and then the two-run homer in the fourth to really make it sting on Bradford and put Arkansas in front. They haven't looked back. 2-2. Belted foul. Rizzo gets under one, sends it over the bullpen bar down the right field line, and it's still 2-2. Coming into tonight, a Frisco win would have tied our series at two games apiece after Arkansas won the first two. Of course, the Travelers with a win can guarantee at least a share of the series. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. In the dirt, so Procession will have to throw down to first base, and Krim secures the out. Fourth strikeout of the night for Seth Nordland. And there's two gone.
That should be the third out.
That should be the third out, and it is. A lot of confusion there, and Nordland, with his hands up, says, okay, we are on the same page. That is out number three, and that does send us to the seventh inning stretch. One more across the plate for Arkansas, and a 6-2 Frisco deficit heading to the home half on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. For a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Arkansas. They turn it over to the right-hander, Braden Shipley. Set to make his second appearance of the week. And set to face the Riders in the bottom of the seventh. One more for Arkansas as they push a run in on two hits and an error for Frisco to make it a 6-2 ball game. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley back with you. Your Riders broadcast crew all summer long. Righty lefty to Dustin Harris for Shipley. First pitch, trying to slide back in at 77. It missed. Headed to Tulsa next week. Should be fun. First time I've hit the road since 2019. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Dustin for strike one. I know, Zach, you were back on the road this year for the first time after taking last year off as well. We all took 2020 off. Shipley's 1-1 pitch. Almost hit Dustin, 2-1.
This is the first time that everyone on this trip is going to be going to Tulsa except for one person. Do you know who the one person is?
I'm going to guess Jeff Andrews.
It is Jeff Andrews. Ball got loose in the outfield, and center fielder Kerwer is going to have to go get it. Obviously, he's in his eighth season with Frisco, so you'd hope he's been to Tulsa by now. But everyone else, nobody's been to Tulsa. Rough Riders didn't make that trip last year.
We mentioned the Drillers last night. They've got three straight days starting tonight of doubleheader baseball. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all postponed. That's going to be a brutal stretch. 2-1. Chopper off home plate. Foul. Now an even count, 2-2. Harris tonight hitless in his fourth trip to the plate. First batter that Shipley faces out of the Arkansas pen. A righty-lefty matchup. He comes set at the waist. Break even. Tight inside, but it almost caught the edge. It doesn't. And loads the count. Three balls, two strikes, and Harris looking to draw his either second walk of the night. See if he can find his first hit of the game. 3-4-5 for Frisco as Harris leads off the home half of the seventh. 3-2. Again inside, little low, and it's ball four. The outfielder Harris does draw walk number two tonight. Still 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout, but he scored in the first. He's aboard in the seventh. Ezekiel Duran next.
Doesn't seem like it, not tonight.
Two base hits and a double for him on a 3-for-3 ball game. Has yet to score, though. Righty-righty as Shipley coming set. Harris at first base. First pitch. Right down the chute at 92 for a called strike one. Harris has got, Duran has gotten busy in his at-bats. The RBI knock on pitch number two. The double on three pitches. The 0-1 toss. Ripped into left field, a base hit. 4-for-4 night for Ezekiel Duran. Jumps on the second pitch of the at-bat to send Harris to second. Nobody out in the seventh.
He becomes the third player this season with a four-hit game for the Rough Riders, joining Johnny Ornelas and Blaine Krim. He might get another crack at a chance to go five hits. He'd be the first Rough Rider with five hits in the game since Odubel Herrera back in 2013 if he gets a chance to do it.
They'll need a busy inning. It's Blaine Krim coming to the plate with nobody out. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss. At an off-speed 79-mile-an-hour pitch for strike one. Long pause from Shipley as he's got runners around him. Harris at second, Duran at first. Gives him a look, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Same pitch and the same result on Krim. He's been aboard twice, but hitless in the game. Mustache is back for Krim after a razor malfunction earlier in the year.
Thank goodness, right?
Yeah, he's happy about it. 0-2 to the plate. Outside and picked behind by Anchia. Good glove on it to keep Harris at second. Duran at first, 1-2.
A razor malfunction sounds awful.
That's the technical, explainable way to say I screwed up shaving myself. Now is a healthy one back going and about 4 weeks strong for Krim. The 1-2 to him. In the air down the third baseline and tailing towards the seats. It's foul. Still 1-2. Braden Shipley taking over for Ben Onishko. Wasn't in the ballgame long, but really imposed himself on the mound for Arkansas. Righty-righty, two aboard, nobody out. The 1-2. Opposite way now up the first baseline, tailing foul. And clanging around the Riders' concourse into the seats. Krim fighting 1-2. Riders trail 6-2. In the bottom of the seventh. They brought the game's tying run to the plate in the home half of the sixth. After a double from Trey Hare, a walk to Sandro Fabian. Nobody came in. Procession down looking. Ornelas down looking. 1-2. Low and blocked by Anchia. Krim evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Justin Foscue put one in play. And Rizzo with the plate a second to retire Sandro Fabian for the third out. Well, another chance here in the seventh. Righty-righty, even count. Two aboard, nobody out. The break even. Outside, missed. And Krim with a sharp eye. Fills the count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Riders haven't scored since the first. They got the first two runs on the board, and they've been silent since. Shipley coming set. Gives second a look. Now the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Outside fastball that Grimm tried to catch contact on, and he could not.
You mentioned the Rough Riders haven't scored since the first inning. They've had a base runner in every inning. And including that first, they've had at least two base runners on in every inning except for two innings.
Righty-righty on Josh Stowers with one gone. First pitch to him. Outside, ball one. And, yeah, that was the second and the fourth where both base runners reached via base on balls, but got busy in the third and fifth. 1-0 from Shipley will wait as he spins to second. Harris back to the bag. Nobody exactly holding Duran at first, and he doesn't even bother.
Our Friars have already stranded 9 of the base paths through 6 innings. Their season high is 10. They've done that twice.
1-0 pitch. Tapper foul. So it was creeping back in the zone at 78. And a high breaking ball to Stowers. Count is even to him, a ball and a strike. The Chicago native with a chance to move some runners in the bottom of the seventh. Only one out. Shipley soldiering through this home half of the seventh. The break even, low and outside. Missed on the fastball to put Stowers in front, 2-1. Frisco continuing a month of May that will see them play 3 of their 4 series at Riders Field. The lone road trip coming next week. They head to Tulsa. 2-1. Pulled out of the basement, but it catches the zone for strike 2 on Stowers. Riders just 1-for-11 with guys in scoring position tonight. But Josh Stowers a chance to increase that. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Breaking ball sliding away from Stowers at 78. Reaching for it, couldn't find it, and now Shipley, after a walk, base hit, has answered with back-to-back Ks. Two gone, two on for the third baseman, Trey Hare. It's been a quick power surge for a guy that has otherwise gotten out of the gate slower than he would have liked. A homer last night, a double tonight, really good. First pitch to him tight inside, and it freezes him for ball one. Threw the hands up and scooted the feet back. Held that pose for about a second. One ball, no strikes to Trey Hare. Harris at second, Duran at first. The 1-0. A little low. 85 for ball two. Shipley just over 20 pitches. Played his college ball at Nevada, Reno. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one on a healthy cut from Hare. Shipley was the 15th overall pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2013. The 2-1, a little low. Shipley trying the lower edge of the strike zone but couldn't find it, and Hare in a good spot, 3-1. This is 9th year for Braden Shipley in the minor leagues. Count is 3-1. The pitch home. Chopper back up the middle. Pulls Shipley off the mound. Gloves it. Controls the throw to first. And it's in time. And Harris and Duran standing on base. As after they were aboard with nobody out. 2 strikeouts. And a 1-3 relay for the Travelers to the 7th. Score holding. And we go to the 8th inning from Riders Field. 6-2 Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rally at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's Seth Nordlund back on the hill for the Riders. Righty lefty as he faces Zach DeLoach to begin the eighth inning. His first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. 5-6-7 for Arkansas, and they've got a cozy 6-2 lead over the Riders. Final two frames in front of us at Riders Field. The 0-1 pitch. Thought about from DeLoach, and the appeal serve for strike two. Lefty-righty matchup as Nordlund from the belt comes home. Tapped over the net on a foul ball. And it's still no balls, two strikes. Six-game series continuing for the Riders, taking on Arkansas, the Seattle Mariners affiliate. And now time called at the plate. Was that a pitch clock violation? It was.
It was.
So Seth Nordlund in fashion, picking up strikeout number five. Quickly one gone. Righty-righty to Patrick Frick. Chopper that deflects off him. Nordlund was ready for a ground ball. It's 0-1. Rangers got the win over Phillies on Wednesday 2-1. They'll start a three-game series in New York tomorrow, a 12:05 start against the Yankees. Just overall good baseball being played in New York as a whole between the Mets and the Yankees to start the year. 0-1. A little low. Now a ball and a strike. Action all across the Texas League. 1-1. Upstairs, now two balls and a strike. Tulsa and Wichita with 3 days of doubleheader baseball. One down, and they're in the bottom of the fifth. Wichita took game one, 7-2. 2-1. That's in for a called strike two. Frick a double and scored in the fourth, and a base hit in the sixth. Also a sack fly for him in the second inning. He's been busy in the sixth spot. Nordlund's 2-2. High in the air out to center field. No, this will stay beneath it, but finally called off from Duran. Looked like a deer in headlights before his shortstop came in and called him away for out number two.
Two different kinds of guys. We saw Cody Bradford with a ball popped sky high right behind the mound. He just ducked his head and ran towards the dugout. He wanted to get out of there. Nordlund was trying to make a play on it.
He said, I got this. And then at the last second said, this is a bad idea. Here's Jake Anchia. Wichita threatening to sweep the first doubleheader. They're in front 1-0. Starting catcher Anchia watches an 81-mile-an-hour off-speed catch for strike one outside. Northwest Arkansas and Springfield in a low-scoring affair. Well, 0-1 should be. It's outside. Ball and a strike. Springfield leading the Naturals 2-1. Northwest Arkansas last night. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 17 hits. They won 9-6. Maybe some exhaustion tonight in a 2-1 game. Two gone atop the eighth. Nordland set at the waist from the right. The 1-2 just tapped into the net. Up above the Arkansas dugout. He stays alive. 1-2. And Chia 0-2 tonight after reaching on the fielder's choice. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Rack them up in the strikeouts for Seth Nordland. Six on the night for the Riders reliever. We head to the home half of the eighth inning. Frisco with work to be done. They trail by 4-6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Ginger, Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man on the mound for Arkansas is the right-hander Travis Kuhn. Trying to shut down Frisco as they trail by 4. And so clearly not the save situation. But Kuhn has been a force this season for Arkansas out of the pen. 8-9-1 due up for the Riders as they trail the Travelers on Friday night. Arkansas took the first two games of the series. Los Quesos Frisco bounced back with a win last night. And then they got on the scoreboard first tonight. Two runs in the first, but one in the second. Then four in the top of the fourth for Arkansas. Kuhn set his first pitch. Sandro Fabian watches strike one. Kept the bat on his shoulder, and great right-hander Kuhn quickly as 0-1. Swing and a miss at 85. And Kuhn in good rhythm out of the pen. No balls, two strikes. Comes home. In the air to left field. Fabian gets a hold of it for a leadoff base hit. Just got over the third baseman's glove as Rizzo couldn't pull it down, and the first hit of the night for the designated hitter, Fabian.
Right after Kuhn threw that ball and Fabian picked up the base hit, Kuhn looked at his catcher and Chia tapped his chest, said, "My bad." He left that in the middle of the plate, and he knows it. And good for Fabian, taking advantage of the ball in the middle of the plate, picking up a base hit.
Kuhn now ready, lefty to Jordan Procession. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Procession tonight, 0-3 with a strikeout. The 0-1. In there, taken for strike two at Gunred 97. Whoa. Second time I should say third time for Coon facing Frisco this season, as Procession just called for time before the 0-2 came home. Again, the 0-2 pitch ripped into the glove of Hoover. Taps first base for an unreal double play.
That was 103 off the bat, right to him. Oh, what terrible luck.
Well, I mean, laying down, Hoover doubles him up. First pitch to the top of the order. Jonathan Ornelas with a first pitch strike. That'll clear the mind to Travis Coon. Just some heady defense. No balls and a strike. Nips the lower outer edge and quickly 0-2. And this is what Coon does. Just a buzzsaw reliever, what he's done so far this year. 1.59 ERA in his 10th appearance tonight. Ornelas trying to slow the pace of the right-hander. Quick grab of the rosin bag and just spikes it into the dirt. The 0-2 in the air, foul towards the Travelers bullpen and into the suites. Staying 0-2. Couple walks for Ornelas tonight and a strikeout watching in the six. So he's been on board twice, 0-2 outside. And a grunt from Coon as he left it off the plate, now 1-2. Ornelas aboard twice tonight, but no base hit for him. Set at the waist, 1-2. In the air, hard hit to center field, but right on a line to Kerwer. Retreats at the last second and hauls it in. Hard hit baseballs in the bottom of the eighth inning. A leadoff base hit from Sandro Fabian, but Jordan Procession rips one to Connor Hoover, who doubles him off at first base. And Ornelas lines out to end the eighth. To the ninth we go in Arkansas on Friday night in front, 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from business services and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas Night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine with the Rough Riders trailing 6-2 from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Frisco dropping the first two games of the series, winning last night 6-1. And the Rough Riders trailing by four as we enter the ninth inning. Grant Wolfram on the hill for Frisco, taking over for Seth Nordlund, just the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. 8-9-1 for Wolfram. The left-hander at 6'8", winds back and deals. Fouled away over above our heads off to the left side, and it's 0-1. First appearance for Grant Wolfram since April 21st against Northwest Arkansas. He was placed on the development list and just came off a few days ago when Nick Starr was placed on the injured list. Connor Hoover waiting as Jordan Procession goes out and chats with Wolfram about the signs. Rough Riders trailing 6-2. Frisco put up two runs in the first. And they haven't found the scoreboard yet. Since then, they've had a lot of opportunities, though. Wolfram, just off of the right side of home plate, he winds and fires. High and outside. One ball, one strike. Wolfram, four appearances this season. 6 2/3 innings. He's allowed six runs all earned. He winds and deals in the 1-1. Curveball inside. Two balls, one strike. Tough part for Wolfram has been the walks. He struck out seven, but he's also walked nine batters. He's back into his windup and he deals. Just down low and inside, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. Wolfram goes with a four-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, curve, and a splitter. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good offering on the fastball low in the zone. 94 on the gun, and it's 3-2 on Hoover, starting things off in the ninth inning. Left-hander looks in, winds back, deals home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a fastball off the outside corner. First strikeout for Wolfram in the first man he faces, and there's one away. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders started things off with Cody Bradford today. Tough start for Bradford. He allowed five runs, all earned on seven hits in his 3 1/3 innings. Struck out nobody and walked one batter. Stretch in the pitch. A foul ball back behind home from Riley Unroe, and it's 0-1. Seth Nordland then came in and was his brilliant self, as we're used to seeing. 4 2/3 innings, just allowing one unearned run on three hits. Six strikeouts, no walks. He filled up the zone per usual. 0-1 toss to Unroe. Low and away. One ball and one strike. Wolfram, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. He looks over the top of a black glove. Peels back. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Down low and inside. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders, as mentioned, with those two runs in the first, an RBI single from Ezekiel Duran, and a bases-loaded walk from Trey Hare. A tie in the second. Four runs across in the fourth inning. Solo home run, two-run home run, RBI single. And then in the seventh, an extra run on a throwing error by Jordan Procession, the Riders' catcher. Wolfram with the 2-1. A high drive foul left side. Two balls and two strikes on Unroe, who was ejected in yesterday's ballgame for slamming his helmet down on a call he didn't agree with when he was called out at first. Wolfram, ready to go. He deals in the 2-2. High and inside, three balls, two strikes. Full count of the first two batters that Wolfram sees. He's back into his windup once again. He delivers home. A line drive hit hard but foul on the left field line. Still three balls, two strikes. 109 off the bat from Riley Unroe on that foul ball. The ball was crushed. Six runs, 10 hits, no errors for Arkansas tonight. 3-2. Fouled back this way, and just above my window. My goodness. That's when we need the net. Maybe a glove. I was ready. Don't you shake your head at me. Come on. Here's the wind back, 3-2. Ground ball to third. Two offs to Trey Hare to his left. He picks, slings it on to first, and just gets Unroe. Two outs. Tanner Kerwer bats now. 6-2. Rough Riders trail top of the ninth.
Would you have been ready? Would you have caught that?
I was ready. You saw, I had my hands up. It was just a question as whether or not it was going to hit above the window or into the window, you know? Right-hander at the plate. The lefty winds back and deals.
Zach Bigley always ready.
Who's Riley Bigger?
Your long-lost brother.
Apparently. 1-0 pitch. Down low inside. Two balls, no strikes. If I would have dropped it, I would have never heard the end of it.
It's competitive around here for good reason.
2-0 pitch. Down low. Three balls, no strikes. Wolfram has recorded the first two outs, first two batters he's seen here in the ninth inning. The 3-0. Lost him. High fastball for ball four. Tanner Kerwer, a four-pitch walk here in the ninth inning, and Jack Larson makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders down by four here in the top of the ninth inning, but a lot of fans sticking around for post-game fireworks, which will be presented by CoServe today for our Fireworks Friday. FC Dallas night as well. Tomorrow is Kentucky Derby at the Diamond night. We'll have a horse here. You excited for that, Chris? The pitch home to Larson. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-1.
Just to see it.
You won't go near it?
I think see the ops crew in action to see how that's going to go.
Horse on the field, chaos ensues.
Unless it comes up here, no, I don't think I'll be near it.
Now that would be something. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball, 0-2. Looking forward to Kentucky Derby at the Diamond night tomorrow, and then also have fireworks postgame. And Sunday's Mother's Day. From the stretch, 0-2 to Larson. High pop-up, left side, foul territory, and this one's going to get to the stands. It's a high hop off the concrete, and a barehanded catch by a fan. He tips his cap, nicely done. Oh, and 2 still. Left-hander from the stretch. He kicks and delivers home. Runner takes off. Just outside. Throw to second. Not in time. A stolen base for Tanner Kerwer. His seventh of the year. Making his eighth. He stole one in the seventh. 1-2. Looking forward to the pitching matchup tomorrow as well. Friars will send Jack Leiter to the mound. Left-hander's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out and a ball in the dirt. Procession picks, applies the tag, and the side comes to a close here in the ninth inning. Couple strikeouts for Grant Wolfram. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left stranded. Rough Riders with some sheep to shear. They need 4 to tie, 5 to win it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ninth inning, Rough Riders trailing by 4. It's 6-2. Travis Kuhn back out for another inning of work. Rough Riders will try and pick up some more hard hit balls just like they did in the eighth inning. Trying to dirty up some of those uniforms, the beautiful uniforms tonight. Hopefully not too much laundry detergent needed, but still, Rough Riders trying to come on back tonight. Foscue in from the right side. first pitch. He swings and misses at a high fastball on its 0-1. 0-3 day for the Riders. Second baseman, a walk and a run scored in the first. Kuhn closed off from the stretch. He pitches. A slider popped up on the infield. The shortstop Unroh, both feet on the outfield grass, comes back onto the dirt, makes the catch. One away here in the ninth inning. The Rough Riders scored twice tonight, both in the first inning. They trail 6-2, just six hits tonight. Three of them from Ezekiel Duran, who stands on deck. But Dustin Harris bats, and Duran will get a guaranteed at-bat for a chance at a five-hit nine. First pitch to Harris. He flies it in the air down the left field line. This one's ticketed for the seats. A foul ball. 0-1. A fan got the ball. And guessing his dad or someone, a parent of somebody who knows him, hoisted him up in the air like he was Simba celebrating. From the stretch. 0-1 toss to Harris. Outside. One ball and one strike. They're having fun here at Riders Field. Kuhn delivers. Finds the outside corner for a strike at the letters. Two on Harris. Kuhn from the third base side of the rubber. 0-2. Lined up the middle. Floating into shallow center field. Kerwer coming on. Dives and makes an incredible catch. Tanner Kerwer with a great play in center field. And Dustin Harris robbed a base hit with one out. Make it two here in the ninth. Boy, just a great play. Great first step coming in on a ball that was hit off the fist. Full extension dive, straight forward back into the infield, and he made the catch, backward somersault to boot. First pitch to Duran, outside, one ball, no strikes. Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, 6-2. Arkansas out in front of the Rough Riders. Ezekiel Duran, a chance for a five-hit ninth. He's 4-for-4, the offering. Inside corner slider, it's 1-1. Duran with a base hit can be the first Rough Rider with a five-hit ninth since 2013, back on April 21st. The 1-1. He bends out of the way of an inside slider again, 2-1. Odubel Herrera, who was in the Rangers organization, broke through with the Phillies organization into the big leagues. Was the last Rider to do it. 2-1. High pop-up. This one is going to stay in the field of play. The first baseman, Hoover. The catcher and Chia, they both collide. And somebody caught it. Oh, and I hope they're okay. The ball game is over. And Chia ends up with the baseball. And Hoover, who came sprinting in about 100 feet in towards the plate, is all right. And Arkansas wins on a crazy play behind home in foul territory. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 6-2. It was a pop-up back behind home, and Chia was under it. Hoover came sprinting in. They collided. Hats and glasses went everywhere. A face mask. But Aunt Chia ended up with the baseball. And that's our final score tonight. Rough Riders fall 6-2 to the Travelers. Chris Jarrett will have the post-game show when we come back.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Riders fall on Friday night, 6-2, the final score, dropping the fourth game of the six-game series to Arkansas. Post-game fireworks just around the corner. Another Fireworks Friday, presented by CoServe tonight. And so fans that have stuck around for tonight's game get a nice post-game treat and get some fireworks after a ball game. Now sliding to 15-9 on the season. Should be 15-10 in Northwest, Arkansas. Riders 15-10 in Arkansas, improving to 12-13 now on the season. The Travelers out hitting the Riders tonight, 10-6. Frisco committing two errors defensively, and they scored first, but one in the second, four in the fourth, and one more in the seventh was enough for Arkansas to get their 12th win of the season. Middle of the order were killers tonight, 4-5-6 of Joe Rizzo, Zach Deloach, Patrick Frick. They all finish with 2-for-4 nights. Rizzo came in twice to score, Deloach with the two-run homer, and Frick with a double himself to bring in a run. So it was just a better offensive attack. Really, the Riders were dragged along by Ezekiel Duran, 4-for-5 at the plate. But the top three hitters for Frisco of Johnny Ornelas, Justin Foscue, and Dustin Harris finishing an 0-for-10 despite scoring twice themselves. They draw a lot of walks tonight, 9 walks for the Riders, only striking out 7. And Riders pitchers only giving 2 walks tonight. So good in that regard, but tough overall. It was Cody Bradford getting the loss tonight with 7 hits, bringing in 5 runs and 3 1/3. And then out on the mound, Ben Onishko picking up the win, tossing an inning and a third, no runs on 1 hit, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Travis Kuhn coming in for the final 2 outs. No save with a 6-2 lead holding in those 2 innings down the stretch. Take one final trip with us around the Texas League tonight. Springfield did defeat Northwest Arkansas 2-1, the final there. San Antonio and Corpus Christi still playing, and the Hooks in front 7-4 at Whataburger Field. The Hooks trying to get their 10th win of the season. San Antonio did so last night. Midland in front of Amarillo 4-1. And the Rockhounds trying to hand another loss to the Sox night, and currently in second place in the South Division with Frisco falling in 3 of their first 4 at home. An Amarillo loss would be great to try and nullify the damage that's been done to the Riders here at Riders Field this week. Tulsa and Wichita in the bottom of the 6th of game 2 of their doubleheader, and Wichita threatening to take both tonight. They're in front 2-0 with the bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the 6th. And still plugging along in that one. They got the win in game 1, 7-2, the final score. Going to be an exciting Saturday night matchup against Arkansas and Frisco, 6:35 first pitch time. Kentucky Derby at the Diamond night. And gates opening early for fans to get here. Enjoy drink specials with gates opening early. And then another fireworks fireworks post-game, skylit Saturday after the final out tomorrow night between Arkansas and Frisco. Jack Leiter getting the start, the Rangers' top prospect. Start number 5 for Leiter tomorrow night, 0-2 with a 2.84 ERA in his first matchup since facing Arkansas in his first go of the season. His professional debut when he struck out 7 in 3 innings. His mound opponent, George Kirby, the right-hander, 2-0 on the year, 1.82 ERA, and he was the 20th overall pick in 2019 out of Elon. A 1.82 for Kirby in five starts this season. Kirby and Leiter headlining a Saturday night showdown tomorrow night at Riders Field. We'll be on the air just past the 6 o'clock hour, and we'll break down everything that happened tonight in the Texas League, the pitching matchups, starting lineups, and plenty more as fans taking the field for the fireworks display. Fireworks Friday at Riders Field, and fireworks every Friday and Saturday game in Frisco, Texas this season. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. We'll go ahead and shut the curtain and say goodnight in that final score one final time as Arkansas taking the third game of the four already played this season with a 6-2 final score over the Riders. Hoping they can get back on the winning side of things. To talk to you then, have a great rest of your night. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening. Another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.